Johnny cracked open the plane's radio.
Donald Dean!
He yelled into the mic.
Stand by to abandon that thing!
There was the crack of the sonic boom. The recon drone had passed. Donald Dean's fur-hooded face was looking up, and Johnny realized it was not for the passenger plane, but for the benefit of the drone. So Turl would suppose it was Johnny there. Smoke was coming from the platform motor housings. Blue smoke, different from the geysers of spray. The ice-pressured river was taking full advantage of the hole just made to geyser its way to freedom. Andrew was pounding on the encrusted winch with a sledge. Then he dropped the sledge and seized a bottle of burning gas and tried to open its controls in order to burn the cable in two. The bottle was thick with ice and would not open. The passenger plane came down to 25 feet from the top of the platform, Johnny madly punching control buttons to hold it there. Smoke from the burning motors of the platform swirled chokingly into the plane above.
Dr. Mack! Throw out those lifelines!
The old man fumbled with the coils. He could not tell one cable from another. Then he found an end. He pitched it out the door. Scrambling, he let about 50 feet uncoil and then fastened the cable to a clamp in the plane as best he could. Johnny maneuvered the cable end over the spray-battered platform.
I cannot find another cable end!
Wailed Dr. McDermott. Johnny shouted into the mic.
Grab that rope!
You, Andrew!
Shouted Donald Dean. 20 feet of cable from the plane coiled down on the platform and was promptly covered with spray that instantly turned to ice. Andrew took a turn of cable around his arm.
Don't put it around your arm!
Shouted Johnny. If Donald Dean were below him, the tightening of the rope would break or sever Andrew's arm.
Put it around that sledgehammer!
Tongues of flame were coming from the motor housing of the platform. Andrew managed to break the sledge loose from the ice. He took two turns of cable around the head of it.
Grab hold!
Andrew grabbed the slippery sledge handle with his mittened hands. Johnny jumped the passenger plane up 20 feet, pulling Andrew up and leaving the end of the cable dangling over Donald Dean.
The captain abandoned ship!
Said Donald Dean and grabbed the cable end. Johnny put the passenger plane up slowly. It would not do to whip-snap the two men off into the roiling river to be swept under the ice. Andrew was hanging to the sledge 20 feet below the passenger plane. Donald Dean was dangling 40 feet below on the same rope.
I think this clamp is slipping!
Wailed Dr. McDermott in the back. The iced mittens of the men below were certainly slipping. It was impossible to raise them 1,000 feet to the top of the gorge. Johnny looked wildly at the river. The flying platform below exploded in a violence of orange flame. The passenger plane bucked in the concussion. Johnny looked down at the men. The flames had hit Donald Dean. His leggings were on fire. Johnny swept the plane downriver. With frantically racing fingers, he brought it to 45 feet above the snow-coated ice of the stream. Was that ice thick enough? He dipped the plane. Donald Dean struck the deep snow. Johnny dragged him 100 feet through the drifts on the river to put the fire out. He saw a shelf beside the river, narrow and snow-covered. Bringing the plane within feet of the canyon wall, he lowered Donald Dean onto it and then dropped further. Andrew's gloves, which had been slipping down the sledge handle inch by inch, let go, and he fell the last 10 feet. He almost went off the ledge. Donald Dean grabbed him.